I'm Jackie Pierre.
I'm Joseph Planta.
And we're Two Peas in a Podcast at thecommentary.ca for Monday, April 16th, 2018.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Someone asked me the other day, what is the one thing that you're afraid of? And, you know, if you don't really think about it hard enough, you think it's, you know, something silly like snakes or ghosts or
right.
something, you know. But, I mean, the more, then I couldn't think of anything to say. And then, so I said, well, skip me and go to someone else. And then they said, well, the other person who was in I can't remember where we were. I think we were at work or it was a lunch thing. And they said they were afraid of, they said death, but then they said, you know, we're not really, she's not afraid of death anymore. But it was, what do you call it, financial instability. I can't remember what word she used, but you know what I'm talking about, right?
Right.
And I said, well, you know, that's a good answer. I think the one thing I'd be afraid of is like if I got hit by a bus and there was a lot of pain.
Oh, so you're afraid of a lot of pain, basically.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to be like, what's that movie where this are recently, like Margaret in that movie where the lady was hit by a bus and then like half her body was underneath the bus and half her body was, you know, away from it.
What movie is that?
Margaret, it was Allison Janney and Anna Paquin.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems painful, you know what I mean? But I guess adrenaline kicks in, and, well, I don't really want to even find out what that's
don't
like.
Even
but,
yeah.
But have you given thought to that, like something that you're afraid of?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What would that be?
I have a fear of, like, open water.
Oh, so you don't go swimming at all?
Well, I go swimming, but it's more of like, you know, when you're on the ferry and it's in the middle of like, you know, just open waters.
Yeah.
Like I would never go boating.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
You know, I know how to swim. Because most people, as soon as I say that, they're like, oh, so you must not know how to swim. No, I know how to swim. It's like, I don't know how long I could swim in open water.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, see, I don't know how to swim, and I've never really thought of that. But I guess now that I think about it, yeah, I would. I don't know. I mean, and it seems because I've seen people, you know, get thrown into the water and they're like, you know, trying to paddle or whatever, who don't know how to swim. It seems like death doesn't come quickly.
Yeah, no, I think drowning would be the worst way to die.
Yeah,
definitely.
So I sometimes go to Victoria, as you know, and. You mentioned the ferry. I haven't taken the ferry in probably 20 years. I did take that boat that they had that went from Victoria to Vancouver and back and forth. I did take that one way. But the other times I've gone, I've flown, either in a seaplane or a helicopter.
Harbor Air?
Yeah. Now, someone at work says they will not ride a helicopter because if there's a mechanical problem, that thing is just going to crash. And
you're
it's going to go down. At least with a seaplane, it has those rudders or whatever they're called, and it could glide onto the water, and it doesn't, you know, it sort of floats, right?
I suppose.
So that's that. Now that I'm thinking about, you know, the fear of water, because I think I'm now struck with the fear of water after listening to you, I don't think I would. And there was an accident recently in New York City where these tourists were on a helicopter, and it just you know, hit the drink, right? I would rather take
helicopters.
I'd rather take the seaplane because then, you know, there's a chance if it does crash into water that you could float. I mean, if it crashes into the, like, an island or something, like ground or a rock, I mean, you're screwed, but I don't know.
That scares me, too, but definitely just, or, you know, like those people that go out on, in, like, little boat in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of just open water.
Yeah, with, like, a motor at the end, right?
Yeah, you know, like, probably not something you would ever find me doing.
Have you taken those ferries that go in Falls Creek there? Like you could go to Science World and then to Granville Island?
No, I did do that in Victoria.
And were you fine there?
A little sea taxi.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was okay, but even then I was a little sketchy, you know.
Yeah.
I checked the driver's credentials. I need to know how long he's been doing this. I wanted to make sure I knew where the safety gear was.
So if you found out this was his first shift, would you be?
Probably wouldn't probably wouldn't go.
Huh. Yeah.
Really wouldn't.
Would you be the same way if it was a pilot, like on an airplane?
Probably.
Well, how would you know? Like, I mean, I guess.
I mean, you don't know, and that, you know, that's why they say knowing is half the battle.
Yeah.
Sometimes what you don't know is just.
It won't kill you, yeah.
You know, won't kill you until it does.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
But, you know, that's why for me, like, yeah, flying, you know, taking flights, those things don't really scare me, but it'll give me all sorts of anxiety.
It's funny how the things that we're talking about have to do with death. And then that one person was talking about something that, well, I guess people that are in financial difficulties, you know, sometimes think it is death, right? I mean, it's the end of their...
Well, it could almost be, yeah.
It's the end of whatever lifestyle they've been living, right?
For sure. For sure. I saw something in the news the other day that said lots of elderly people are just, like, committing suicide because they can't afford to live in the city anymore.
Yeah.
Or even just afford to live.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, at the end of the day, the finances, we have a lot to do with your, you know, your life.
Yeah, now that I think about it, yeah, I would hate to think that I couldn't afford to get, like, my dry cleaning done and things like that, right?
You know, all of those little nice privileges. You know, I was trying to do this new, you need this budgeting app, and it told me that I've already over-budgeted by, like, $647. And I'm like, already I want to delete this thing. I'm like, shut up.
So it won't motivate you to reel it in or anything like that?
I don't know, maybe. It's definitely making me reconsider. I don't know how it got to that much, but, yeah. It might be onto something.
You know, you're a parent, and I'm not. But I remember when I was growing up, you know, I know I was acting out and things like that. My mom would say to me, you know, I wish you'd do the same thing when you're a parent. did your mom do that to you?
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah, and so
It was always, you know, like, I hope your children are just like you.
And so did that turn out because you've got two kids?
I'm still wondering which one's more like me. They both give me, you know, levels of grief on different levels. They're both really different, but yeah, I mean,
but
I don't think I was that bad.
But I've met your kids, and I mean,
they're lovely.
Yeah, and they you're proud of them, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they're not out there running amok or acting like ragamuffins.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, they turned out, you know, they turned out pretty good, right?
Yeah. I'm not, I consider myself quite lucky, actually, you know.
Yeah.
This is on honor roll. That's something I never was able to establish at her age.
Oh, you never made it in high school?
No.
Oh.
I just didn't care. Not that I didn't care. I was just, I shouldn't say I didn't care, but I don't think I was focused.
Yeah, I was the same way too. I didn't. I remember the first year out of high school. I remember how, you know, it wasn't hard work, but you remember how, you know, time consuming it was, and thinking, you know, I didn't spend this much time in high school.
In high school, and
I think if I had, I'd probably
I actually much feel the same way as that. I don't know if it was us or if it was maybe the school. I just felt like I didn't push myself as much as I could have or should have.
Yeah.
So when we got out into the real world of, you know, post-secondary, it was like, whoa.
It was real life, yeah.
This is a lot, like, right now. I'm not, I don't really, you know, it wasn't something I was forced to do before. Whereas I feel, you know, my kids, because knowing that situation that I went through and knowing how unprepared I felt, I guess, going out into the real world after high school, I try and prepare Simone for that.
Oh, so you tell them about the hijinks you got yourself through and things like that?
Oh, yeah.
So they know your story, your origin story, as you like to say in comic books?
Absolutely. So, you know, while I tell her it may not seem relevant today,
yeah,
it's extremely important to focus and stay focused, right?
Yeah.
Because it's, I think these are the most important years of building habits and creating habits.
Oh man, yeah, habit. You're absolutely right about that. Habits are formed, I think, in those years.
Exactly, and it's so important to, in those formative years, to establish some really good habits
mm-hmm.
and lay down that groundwork moving forward. Because I think it really does set the tone for your, you know, life in general. I find myself even at work or in life, just which is something I did a lot in high school, but. Start something, or I go in like really hard on something, and then the passion just kind of, you know, dies, and I just go, meh, I'll move on, which is something I always did.
Yeah.
And even in school, and it's really not the most productive way of doing things.
So there is obviously advice you would give yourself.
Oh, absolutely. I was just going to say, and if there's one thing I could have told myself, even as a younger teen, it's just stay focused, you know.
Yeah.
Don't try and do 100 things at once. Just pick a goal and focus on that.
Yeah.
Just, I think it's really all about just staying focused and knowing what you want. Because if you're focused, you know what you want, right?
You know, it's funny that you mentioned this, because we've known each other for a long time, and we went to the same high school together, the same elementary
mm-hmm.
school. About 3 or 4 years ago, I was at a wedding, and it was someone, people we know, right?
Right.
And one of the people at the wedding was someone, another person we went to high school with, and I think we went to elementary school with her as well. She had her daughter with her, who was going to the same high school we went to. The next, mm. like, you know, it was a summer wedding, so it was like, you know, in September,
mm-hmm.
and so I don't know. She was the kid was there and chatting with us, and it was me and you remember our old friend Rudy, and
right.
So we ended up talking to her. She was asking questions about what Tupper was like and things like that, and you know, and I was, you know, and I can't remember now for the life of me. What we told her, but it was kind of neat because here was someone who was the same age that we knew her mom, and going to the same high school that we all went to.
Right.
And then some of the advice we were giving her was, you know, advice that we probably, if we had known that at her age, would have served us well.
Right.
And yeah, I can't. I mean, you bring up something, you know, a very good piece of advice, but I can't remember what I told her. I probably told her to, you know, read more, ask questions
exactly.
more, and things like that. You know, be more
exactly ask more questions. That's really good advice too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I did that as much in elementary school, considering what I've ended up doing, asking questions on, you know,
which is funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, no, I don't. I mean, there were classes that we had together that I didn't even remember we had together.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, again, it speaks to my focus, but, you know, no, you weren't definitely not a question asker. And again, those are all things that school has changed so much and things have changed so much. You know, it's very different, whereas, you know, Simone right now is, you know, she's on the honor roll, her best friend's on the principal's list, and that's like...
What's
the
principal's list?
That's like, they've maintained a straight A.
Average, I see.
You know, yeah. So, you know, these kids are smart, and that's like the cool thing now. So
all of her friends are like that?
Yeah. All of the friends that she actually maintains real friendships with, yes.
Yeah.
She's had a few friends come and go, which... You know,
every kid has that, right? You know,
which we can kind of see the writing on the wall.
People drift apart, yeah.
Right, and you know, I know that these people are probably not her style because they're not on her level. Not speaking highly, like
sure.
not on her level, but they just don't. Simone's very focused, and I find that if there aren't people in her group that don't have the same interest as her and the same focus and the same determination. She usually
drop off,
have,
right?
They just drop off, right? So this girl wasn't coming to school, and she was just, and Simone, that's totally outside of her realm. Like, she's never skipped school. She has no idea why people skip school. She thinks it's weird. And this girl did that, so, you know. That friendship didn't last very long.
Yeah, it's something that we don't think about because it's public school. But I mean, just imagine if it's private school and you know your parents are having to pay for it and you're not attending it. I mean, it's a well, I guess it would be a problem right away. I mean, your parents would be called in, right, and things like that.
Oh, I'm sure. The private schools, you know, the private schools work a lot differently. Our public school system is a whole other.
Yeah.
That is a whole other story. I can't even. That's a whole other show, really.
So all these warnings that adults gave us growing up about, you know, as we started this a moment ago, we were warned that we would turn into. some of these things did come true, don't they? I mean, you know, and I guess you learn. Yeah, you do learn in your own time what's right and what's wrong, right?
You do. And then I think it's up to us as elders to, like, you know, let the younger ones know. Of course, they're not going to listen to everything, but, you know, you just...
They listen to enough.
Exactly. Warn them of the dangers. Let them know the realities of what it actually is. And if they choose to follow, great. If not, then, you know, they'll learn on their own time.
Yeah, you know...
Time to let them learn on their own.
Exactly, yeah. The one thing I just remembered, I meant to say a moment ago, was the sort of friends I had in high school. They were of various degrees of discipline, you know, like people that were very smart and then people that were not as in, you know, worked as hard at school. And I think I benefited from both hanging out from a variety of people, I think. And I think that's probably served me well as I've grown up. That you can get along with people, whoever they might be, whether they are bookish or not.
Right, not siloing yourself.
Yeah.
Not siloing. And, that's what I said to Simone, too. I mean, because, of course, too, now with her status, she can be a little judgy, right? You know, these children. So I said, you know, you can't be like that because you sound like a snob a bit, right?
And does she know where she got that from?
I have no idea because I would never... She told me that she would, if we were in high school today, she would never hang out with me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's one of those people. Like, that's not nice.
Yeah.
Like, I said, I probably wouldn't hang out with her either, but I'd be nice. Because you're not my style. Like, definitely not. You know, she's not fun.
Well, you're not fun. Is that what she's saying?
She's not fun.
Oh, she's not fun. Okay, I see. All right.
Like, she was the one at home on spring break studying and for a test, like on spring break. Oh my god!
And she missed WrestleMania last week, right?
She yeah. It's like she's not, you know, she's focused.
Well, you know, they're worse things to be, right?
Exactly. You know, my biggest complaint is she spends money at Muji and she spends.
Where?
You know, that store Muji, it's that new Japanese store at Metrotown.
Nah.
They sell pens. They sell stationery. She's really into stationery, so.
Well, there you go.
It's my biggest complaint. You know, spends too much money on stationery.
Well, the worst things to, you know, I was buying stamps,
worse,
I guess,
right?
You know.
Could be worse. Yeah. So, I'm grateful. But, you know. Two Peas in a Podcast for Monday, April 16th, 2018.
In Vancouver, I'm Joseph Planta.
And I'm Jackie Pierre. We'll be back next week.